Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You hear that?
Yeah. Hey, you hear that? That's me breathing.
I feel like it's coming through more on one nostril than the other, but I think it's just because there's stuff in there and I can't blow my nose for 3 weeks.
I know.
Hey guys, welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Hey,
we are here live from the couch. We're not live. This is actually recorded, but we are here on the couch.
If you're watching a video, yes, this is my face. No, I'm not a bird.
You guys, for us right now, this is coming out Tuesday, but this is Yuck Yuck Sunday for us. And we are extra Yuck Yuck.
Super Yuck Yuck. I haven't washed my hair since Monday of last week, this week, because I had surgery.
Yeah, we got to wash that.
I know, because I can't get my face wet.
We asked Colby how he looked, and he said, your look is good as you're going to get. As you're going
to
look.
And I was like, hey, Colby, that's not your job. Yeah, your job is to be like, let me make you look better.
Yeah.
However, there are some things about it that like is completely out of his control. Like my face.
He's also like the shittiest hype man you could possibly get.
Yeah, he wasn't the best hype man for you just now.
Anyway. Hey guys. So
everyone's like, is this rag on Colby Day?
Yes. Yes, it is. So Brooke had surgery.
I had surgery on Tuesday.
Her nose is dying and gonna fall off. We're pretty sure.
Praying for a full recovery.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Hey, so do you want to tell everybody what's going on?
Okay, story on my face.
story. This is the story of your face.
The story of my face.
Go.
What's on Brooke's face? What? Dude, okay.
We're a little buzzed.
And I am having a drink because I have not been on painkillers.
We weaned her.
While I was on them, no, I did not drink alcohol. I can be reckless, but I'm not that reckless. Okay? Reckless just enough to have a good time. Okay, so back in 2013. So long ago. I broke my nose. I was training. The Open was about to start. And I remember my coach at the time, at the gym I coached at, he had, it was 2013 for sure. He had programmed for me to hit a one rep max snatch. And I went in, oh, something's tickling me. Can't do anything about it. Don't touch your face.
I would blow on it, but I have really bad breath.
I'll hold my breath. I went into the gym. It was like 5 o'clock at 4:30. Class was going off, popping off. Like the 4:30 class, the gym, huge constantly. And at the time the gym was really big, completely packed. I go in, got my headphones in, you know, because I'm training by myself. And there's a full class going on one side, people everywhere. And I've got to go for a 1RM. And I was just like psyching myself out, right? Pumping myself up, being my own hype man. And got the bar, and I was just warming up my barbell movement, empty barbell. And, I was doing, you know, deadlifts, doing some power snatches from the hang, from the hip, from below the knee, and some high pulls, whatever. I basically, this is early on when I learned that you don't have to pull. It's the only time you need to like really pull on a barbell, hard. I mean, over exaggerate 110% is when the bar is really heavy. Because when there's weight on the bar, there's no way you could create that much force. Like for me, it was on the up. So I had the bar. I was basically just warming up my barbell, like my bar path. And I opened up triple extension, high pull. And as I was going elbows high and outside, I did that transition over. So the bar is nice and close to my body. And as I transitioned to my overhead position, just a power snatch, I basically pulled the bar up high. I'm also hypermobile, especially at this point before I really fucked my shoulders up with all the years of training and competing. I just pulled the bar to go overhead at the same time that I was bringing my head back to neutral, and I just slammed the bar into my face. I mean, like up my nose. So the bar path was very vertical. A spot on.
It's very close.
I just brought my head through too fast. And so much force on an empty bar, way more than I ever needed to have in warming up my movement. But I was just like, you know, hyping myself up. Like I was trying to prepare myself mentally, physically to like go for a 1RM. But I was handling the warm up with the same intensity that I just needed for all my lifts. Which was a huge mistake. And because of that, I smashed the shit out of my face. Should have saved it. I basically, whole gym's packed. People coaching, classes, slam my face. I realize what I just did. I dropped the barbell. So now I'm the idiot that's like, everyone turns and looks because I dropped a barbell.
Slams to the ground.
Ting, 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 ting. And I just immediately drop it. And I grab my face and I go to walk outside, get outside, and my hands just fill up with blood. And so I like kind of drop to my knee. There's a puddle of blood all over the floor. Everyone's like looking, coming over to check on me. I've got blood in my hands, a big puddle on the floor, and I'm immediately starting to swell. I had my nose was pierced for a long time. And I remember my nose, by the time I even got to the emergency room, my nose was so swollen.
The piercing was gone.
We were all surprised that the piercing hadn't been sucked into my nose. Went to the emergency room. I had someone from the gym gave me a ride. I remember I've tried to find these pictures, but they were on my old phone. I don't have them, but I remember sending a picture to my mom, like in the car, and go to the emergency room, wait forever. They finally see me and they checked it and they were like, well, he checked my bone and he's like, your bone's fine. So there's really nothing we can do. It's going to take a long time for the swelling to go down in your nose. And until that point, like, just go home and ice it. And I was like, okay, what? I just smashed my face. Like, I smashed it. So I, for a very long time.
You just got to put some Windex on it.
Yeah, for years. I just put some Windex on it.
Spray some Windex.
For years, I just let it go, you know, because that's what I was told to do. As time went on, my nose always bothered me. Like, it popped a lot. And then on the inside, I got a cut when I hit it with the bar on the inside of my left nostril. And so, like, it would always be really sensitive. They'd have to put stitches in it. But the way that it healed, it constantly was irritated and bothered me all the time. Like, Gina listened to me bitch for so long about my nose. It hurts. Like, things, like, bothered me.
Yeah, she's constantly picking on her nose.
And so, you know, years later, I think it was, I knew I wanted to, like, see someone and have them check it out because I knew the doctor had told me, hey, it's going to be a long time before we could actually even see what would need to be done. Years later, talking to certain surgeons, me telling them this story, all of them said the same thing. They're like, why wouldn't they have just fixed it? Like, instead, they just turned you away when you clearly, what happened is it broke all my cartilage in my nose. So my bone's fine, but the whole end of my nose, my cartilage had been cut, like broken half. I don't even know how many spots. I thought it was just one because when I was competing, I saw it more than once, but every time I got really, like fairly lean, I would still have a round baby face. So I never really got like super sunken in or like lean on my face, but my nose, you could see the line. I'd have a line on my nose and it was the crack. And so I always thought like that was the only spot that it was cracked or broken. And I had talked to Dr. Fisher. He's the surgeon who redid my breast augmentation back in 2018. I asked him about it. Because I'm like, if I'm going to get my nose fixed, I'm not going to go like, I'm not looking for, I'm not going to go to like Payless shoes, you know? It's my face. I'll pay the money, whatever.
That's the first thing that came to mind. Hey, you know, if I'm going to get my nose done, it's not going to be at Payless shoes.
For some reason, I don't know why that's the first thing that came to mind, but that was the reference I had. Basically, it was like, I will save my money and I'll wait until I can get it done by someone who I feel really comfortable and confident in them, like, working on my face.
Well, yeah, it's your face.
And he said, he's like, oh, super simple surgery. He looked at it and he same thing. He's like, why would they have not addressed it, like, immediately? I'm like, I have no idea. So he said it'd be really easy. We'll cut out scar tissue and we'll just suture your cartilage back together. Super simple. Your bone's fine. I don't have like anything else in there that I would need to get fixed, like a bump or like
extra bone. Right. It wasn't like you were changing your nose.
No.
You're just fixing it.
And so I like, you know, waited. Well, he did the surgery. I wanted to get it done. Got it for myself for my birthday. My birthday is on Tuesday when you guys hear this.
I know.
Actually, this podcast.
Yeah.
And he also is getting ready to like go on the road. So he's kind of shutting down shop in Beverly Hills. So I needed to get it done while he was still in an office. Well, we went into the surgery. I came out of it and he let me know. He said it was a lot worse than he thought it was going to be. So he said he took pictures. I'm excited to see these pictures because I learned that the way they do nose surgery is they cut you right in between your nostrils, maybe different for different situations or what they're doing. But
yeah.
Basically, they just pull your skin back. They uncover.
Disgusting.
They look what's under the hood.
She's like showing me pictures. I'm like, no, 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 don't show it to me.
So I'm like, I wonder how he took pictures of my cartilage. Like, did he do an X-ray, you know, or whatever? No, he probably just pulled my nose
back
and saw the situation and was like, well, this is different than what I anticipated. So he said it was very broken and all my cartilage was buckling and he had to fix it. He had to do cartilage grafting. So he had to create and build me new cartilage for the tip of my nose.
Well, and basically over time, your nose was basically collapsing.
Yes.
At the tip of your nose.
Yes.
So it wasn't just that, oh, you know, it was just going to continue.
Yeah, because just within the last,
get worse,
within
and it
like
was
the
getting
last
worse.
Year and a half,
right.
It was starting to where I had a bump on one side. And it was smooth, almost like rounding on the other side,
yeah.
Like swaying to one side. It was bothering me. And, you know, I was happy that it was worse than what he thought. Cause so many people were like, you realize it only bothers you. And I'm like, yeah, well, it's uncomfortable. It pops and it bothers me and I'm going to fix it. And then we go in for surgery and he's like, oh shit, no, it's actually way worse than what we thought. And
yeah.
I was like, thank God.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Also, he did lie to me. Garth, if you're listening to this. Okay, well, he did say, he told me that I shouldn't have any bruising under my eyes unless they went in and did stuff with the bone, which they didn't do, to my knowledge. But I am
you're really
extremely
bruised. Really bruised.
Very bruised. I mean, I don't hate, it's not a big deal. Not a big deal.
A big deal.
But
is that like a pickle?
Yeah. Kind of a big deal.
Spelled like a pickle?
But I'm very bruised. Swelling is going down. My nose is still really swollen. Mostly the tip. I also look like it has jaundice a little bit.
Yeah, the tip of your nose is very yellow.
Yeah, and now the bruising under my eyes is changing colors too. So it was really just like blue and purple and black. Started in like the corners and it started to grow. And now I look like I have jaundice under my eyes and just the tip of my nose. So it'll be interesting to see what it looks like when he takes the cast off on Thursday. I really wish, I mean, I could have gone down. So today is Sunday. You're hearing this on Tuesday. Tuesday, I could have gone in. I have to go back to LA to get it taken off and have the sutures taken out and the cast taken off. But I want to be able to go in and see Dr. Fisher. And
he's only there on
Thursday. So I have to try and like keep this intact. I can't get it wet for more days than what I really should have to do.
Well, so
I'm disgusting. I've showered, but I haven't washed my hair.
We're going to wash your hair. The really hard part, I'm saying it as if it was me, was she had all of this her nostrils were packed.
Oh yeah.
Until Friday. So she had the surgery on Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Tuesday. And then I drove down Wednesday to pick her up, brought her home. So Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday night, she couldn't breathe out of her nose.
I was a mouth breather.
She was a mouth breather.
Like such a mouth breather that I couldn't pee. So I'm drinking so much water because I'm thirsty, but also my mouth is dry. I can't pee. I'm bloated and I can't breathe through my nose. I'm literally like the worst bedmate ever.
So both of her nostrils are completely packed. And so they say, you can take those out on Friday. And so I call the nurse on Thursday and I said, okay, what time Friday? She goes, she can do it like first thing in the morning. And so both of us are kind of like, oh shit, like, you know, we got to do this ourselves.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to be really uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
So we're trying to decide. Like, and Gina's like, do you want me to do it? Do you want to do it? And I was like, I don't know. Like, you do the first one. And if it totally sucks, I'll do the second one.
Right. Yeah. If you do really shitty job. So, and I was just imagining the packing because you can't really tell because there's like so much blood. And she was having to wear.
And it's so packed to like my nostril opening that it just looks like it's just
solid.
Solid.
Yeah. And so I was imagining it was like a tampon with a string cut off. So it was just going to be this big plug of cotton that pops out. So we get ready to do it. Brooke gets like a little chunk on each side, like kind of hanging out. My hands are like shaking. I've got like tweezers. And so the nurse
standing over the counter, we got towels out. We're anticipating so much blood
was just going to be gushing out. And so the nurse had said she has to breathe deeply in through her mouth and then back out through her mouth. And as she breathes out, you have to start pulling. So we do the first pull and it was like, oh my God. It was, it's almost like that thin papery gauze that's in a roll. So basically it was like pulling a bunch, like you were saying, like handkerchiefs out of like a magician.
A clown just being like.
Yeah. It was like this never ending string coming out of her nose. And it was so long that after her full breath, then we would have to stop. She would have to do it again. And it looked like a greasy, snotty tapeworm hanging out of your nose. It was disgusting.
Not as bad as we anticipated though, because.
It didn't hurt you that bad either.
The first one hurt more than the second one.
Yeah.
Because there was like a point where, I don't know where all the sutures are in my nose.
Right.
So when we were discussing like pulling it out, I'm thinking like, that's like every time it was around the time to either take pain pills or Tylenol or whatever, all of my incisions were really, they kind of hurt and they are very, very, very uncomfortable. And so I kept thinking like, we're going to pull this baby out and it's just going to be just rubbing past sutures.
Right.
That's why I was like, I don't know. Do I want you to do it? I want me to do it. Like you do it. But if it's bad, just you'll stop and then maybe I'll finish it. I don't know. But it was just so uncomfortable.
Well, and if you want to see it, Colby filmed it and it'll be on Brooke's vlog.
Yes.
So go on her YouTube and you can actually see us pulling them out. Yep. But yeah, it was pretty gross.
Was gross. We did think that they would be more bloody though.
No, it was just more snotty.
It was more snotty. There wasn't that much blood, which would make sense because at the top where it was packed, they didn't do work up there. I mean, I'm sure if there was more drainage, like blood and stuff, if they were working more up on the brim of my nose or higher up, there would be more blood in the packing. But it was more so just down, you know, all the cartilage area.
At the opening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I end up leaving Brooke on Friday to go to the gym because I hadn't gone anywhere since I'd had her. Why are you smiling? Yes, I'm going to tell a story.
Okay.
Okay. So I leave her. I told her, I was like, hey, I'm just going to leave you for like an hour and a half. Ended up there was traffic and all that. So it ended up being like 2 hours. And she was like, it wasn't 2 hours.
It was over 2 hours, you guys.
Okay, it was two hours and 10 minutes.
She was fine. It was fine. I was fine.
She was fine.
I was a little bored.
She was bored. So anyway, I leave her to go try to like get a workout in. I come back and she's sitting on the couch and she goes, well,
there was this thing on the inside of my nostril and it was kind of like bothering me. So I took a Q-tip and just on that, and I said, what? No, you cannot put anything in your nose. And she goes, hear me out. And I said, no, bullshit, bullshit. You're not supposed to put anything.
She's like, anything you say right now is bullshit.
Anything you say right now anything is bullshit. You say right now I'm is not bullshit. Listening to you. You're not supposed to be. I leave you alone for 2 hours and you're already sticking things up your nose.
Like a child. I looked at her and I was like, it's like a toddler when you leave them for a second and they just start putting stuff up their nose.
I know.
She's like, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm going to come home, gone for 2 hours. You got jelly beans up
stuck
your
up your nose. All of a sudden, I'm in the freaking urgent care with you with freaking jelly beans up your nose.
Dude.
But yeah.
There was just an area like right at the opening of my nostril. You know? And not even on the inside where the stitches are.
Yep.
It was just the outside.
Yeah, I told her, I was like, let's go look at your instructions and see where it says that you can put anything up your nose.
I don't think there's anywhere in this that says, yeah, you can put a Q-tip up your nose.
Dude. So I haven't been able to leave her alone since.
Nope.
Nope.
She was supposed to go out on like a date last night.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been weaning me off of pain pills. Not because I want to, but because.
Not because I want to.
Yeah, let's be honest here. But because
it's the amount that you
I
have
only
left.
Have so many and I literally only have a few left. And I only had a few left, like three days post-surgery. And like, I can't.
You had 10 left.
I can't sleep. I have like a.
You have to sleep at an incline.
For 2 weeks. I have to sleep on an incline on my back. And I'm a mover. And I have like pain, but it's like the biggest issue when I go to bed is like I do have more pain at night and in the morning. And we started doing Tylenol during the day. But at nighttime, 2 weeks? Like last night, okay, so I've not been taking pain pills during the day, just using it now to like go to bed at night. So of course, I was able to start having some drinks again. Okay. Yesterday, got drunk with my friends. Oh, I was going to say, Gina's supposed to go on a date. She ended up staying in with me and Courtney because she was going on a date night. So I was like, hey, Courtney, do you want to come have a sleepover with me? So I'm not by myself. So Gina like gets all of my... She writes out my whole schedule. So for any of you that like don't maybe realize just how motherly this woman is because her and I are crazy. Very meticulous, very motherly. She's mothered 4 children. We have to remind some of our friends of that. Like, oh no, she loves to have a good time and, you know, let loose and be crazy with me. But this woman is a mom. She's like written all my schedule out for all my pills. Devin did it first. Had all my stuff on written out. She gives all the information to Gina. So then I get home. Gina picks me up and it's like, she's like, okay, and take your stool softener and take this. And then she puts it out on it. We have a clock every time I take a pill. Middle of the night, she sets an alarm to wake me up to give me more medicine, all my antibiotics. So she's going to go out. She's put little notes with my time and what I take and little cups with my pills in them. But she ended up staying in with us last night. So we decided to go to a bar.
I mean, it makes sense.
And here's the thing. So yesterday was my first day out.
Oh my God.
We went first to a little farmer's market and we went to the 7-Eleven. If you guys watch my Instagram, you may have seen that, or Gina's. It was nice going out. You know, I'm moving better.
Well, and you're not on the pain pills during the day. So you can, you can manage yourself a little bit better.
Yes. And it's really interesting when people see me, my face.
Mm-hmm.
It's startling. But we went to the bar last night. So we were just chilling. We went over to her sister's house yesterday and we were, you know, having some claws. And I look at her and I was like, well, I can have one, right? I'm like, I'm not on pain pills. I'm like, it's only fair.
I don't know if you're really supposed to have it. But
it's only fair. Probably not.
Whatever.
But guess what? I did.
Yeah.
And, we're like, hey, yeah, let's go. Courtney was here. I was like, let's go to Motive. Because Alan's working. Our fuck boy.
Our fuck boy.
So Alan's working. Like, let's go and be the first ones there. So there's no cover. And we get out before any of like.
Oh, yeah. We were
the
like
idiots
the,
show up.
Yeah.
We were there from like 9 to 10.
We were like the third table there.
Right.
Of people.
People would like think like we're out at a club, like it's super packed or something. There was nobody
there. There's no clubs in Santa Cruz, guys.
I mean, it gets packed late at night.
I mean, it does, but like.
But we're like the grandmas that went at like 9 and left at 10.
Santa Cruz like isn't the place you want to go if you want a nightlife.
Nightlife. That's
absolutely
true.
Absolutely not.
It's true.
But we go and I'm just dying laugh. I'm just like laughing. It's like, I know what I look like. But now my friends have gotten a little bit more used to seeing what I look like.
Yeah, I keep forgetting.
With my face. And there were just so many times I'm catching people looking at me and it's like, I'm at the bar with my girlfriends and, you know, like, oh my God, just, yeah, I partied that hard. Some, you know, black bruised up face, nose cast, and I'm still going out. We were there for an hour and Gina's like, and I was getting tired and Gina looks at Courtney, she goes, we got to get her home.
Yeah.
And I didn't even say anything. Oh, I didn't even say anything, but in my mind, I was like, yeah, I want to go home.
I'm done.
You take me home, please. I'm done. Enough fun.
Yeah. It was fun, but that's as much fun as you get.
Yeah.
No more fun for you.
No. Now it's like, I can't do a lot for at least another week, which totally sucks. I mean, I get it, though. I signed up for it. And I'll be happy when my nose is healed up and feels better. Well, so,
yeah, so, know, that, so that's what's happening, guys.
It's pretty much, that's the most recent.
Oh, somebody had written in, we had talked about,
Hiccups
and remedies for it. And somebody wrote in, I'm really bummed because I can't find it because I wanted to give her a little shout out. But she said that you put a paper towel over water and then drink it through the paper towel.
Really?
To get rid of hiccups. So I'm sorry if you're listening. I can't find your, I think you DM'd me and I cannot find it anywhere. Otherwise, I would say thank you so much. We'll try it.
Colby, you have any remedies for getting rid of hiccups? Or like things your parents used to tell you?
Here, come say it in here. Oh, really? You have nothing?
All I ever heard is like,
your parents never told you anything?
Hold your breath, which doesn't, it totally sucks.
Yeah, and then you're sitting there holding your breath and you're like,
yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Bullshit remedies.
Or drink water upside down. That
have you tried my remedy? No, but I imagine it works. Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be like psychological or something.
Oh, here you go. For 3 weeks, I can't sneeze.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or blow my nose.
Or have sex.
Or have sex or any sexual escapades.
Yeah, I was reading it all for her and I was like, hey, you know you can't have sex for like 3 weeks.
And I was like, well, I don't have anyone to have sex with, so I guess it's
I guess that's
I
fine.
Can I have sex with myself?
Yeah, I don't...
Does that also mean I can't tool myself? Oh my God. Guys, I just like saying that. Tool myself.
Tool myself.
Yeah. I like
what are some of like the grossest things you can think of like for that or like sex? Like we were talking about it. Oh my God. Most awkward thing. We're doing this vlog. Brooke's doing her vlog. Colby is filming and we're at this farmer's market and we this sign that says creamed honey.
Yeah.
And I say, and there's a lady behind the, you know, it's her little booth or whatever.
Yeah.
And I said, ugh, creamed honey. I go, it always grosses me out when people are like,
cream
your jeans. And this lady starts laughing. And then I was like, oh, sorry. You know, I didn't know you heard me. And she thought it was like one of these awkward interactions.
And it got more and more awkward.
Because I had to explain to her what cream your jeans was.
Yep.
Because she said, oh, kids are so funny. The things that they'll come up with for poop.
Yeah. She thought it was talking about like pooping your pants.
She thought it was something.
She just like, no, cream your jeans.
And honestly, in retrospect, I should have just left it like, yeah, kids are crazy.
Yeah, kids are crazy.
Yeah, kids are crazy. But instead
you were like, oh my God, like, I don't think like you should talk about kids like that.
That's what I said.
remember I was sitting there, I said,
no,
Colby's
of course.
Slowly kind of wanted to walk away. Well, no, I'm like, this is getting weird.
No, because she said something about kids.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh God, I would never talk about kids that way. Cause I'm assuming that she knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then when she comes up with the whole poop thing, I was like, okay, now it's really awkward because she was like, no, I wasn't saying that. Like, you know, it wouldn't be awkward to say it about kids because kids come up with crazy things. And I was like, oh shit. Well, now I feel like I have to explain to her what cream your jeans means.
Yeah.
And I was like, no,
it almost seemed like
cream your jeans. It means something more sexual.
Poop.
And then she looked at me like, my God, you're disgusting.
Dude, I think that she was almost mortified when she realized like what she was saying and how it was playing into the conversation. And it literally was like, nothing to do with the conversation. She was mortified. And then we were all just like,
conversation.
All right, bye.
Yeah. So like, I was like, well, I basically explained to the bee lady what creamed your jeans means.
Hey guys, cream my jeans.
What's another like gross thing that you can think of that's like, what would be like a gross thing that somebody would do in bed?
I don't know. I think there's like really gross shit.
I mean, not like gross. I just mean like things that would just be like a turnoff. Like we were talking about it. Like after, like as a guy's coming, he's crying.
Oh. Yeah. Or I've experienced, I love that I'm just so honest. I've experienced a guy coming and he's laughing.
Oh yeah. No, he would do
and
this.
It's not even like a, like a big laugh. It's like a, it's almost like an evil laugh. I was like, what the fuck?
Colby, what's the weirdest thing?
Yeah. Never did it again.
What's the weirdest thing that's happened to you having sex?
There's never been a girl that's pretty done boring. Something weird.
But you really were like, never. No way. Oh. Well, I mean, I have a few.
Yeah.
But
Devin's got some.
Not going to tell it.
Which one?
I mean, I'm just thinking of a couple.
Oh, well, I mean, now she's all shy because people listen to our podcast.
I'm not being shy. Okay. I'm going to tell you what is, and I feel like this is universal. This isn't like something like crazy out there. Queefing. Mm-hmm. It's like such a uncomfortable situation.
Immediately, I feel the need to be like, it's your fault.
Right. Right. Or you're like, that wasn't my butt. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
dude.
It's like such an uncomfortable thing.
Have we talked about queefing before?
I don't know.
Even if we have.
Have we? Yeah. Colby's all, yeah, we have.
Dude, queefing.
Oh, you remember? Well, I don't even know if it's a tiny dick.
It's not
dick.
A tiny dick. He it's said, just the position.
It's just
man.
The positioning.
Like without fail, doggy style.
Oh, doggy style and then, every and single then time. As you inevitable
move,
just.
As you move to a new position, it's like. Every time.
Really, really.
And just laughing like, it's not my fault.
Well, and it's almost like.
Gina, that wasn't my butt.
Well, no, and it's almost like as it's going, you're kind of like laughing more. And so it just keeps going.
Oh my God.
It's like the never ending train of queefs. Yeah, it's not a, I mean, that to me is kind of, it's like a mood breaker.
What's something that a guy has done, whether you've experienced this or you've heard from friends, that's like they're really into it. Like it turns them on. But it's not, doesn't feel good, and it's not, it doesn't turn you on at all.
Hmm.
Like you want to be like, just not, don't. Don't do it.
Oh, okay. For me, men, if you're listening, do not try to slam sideways into your girl's vagina.
Yeah, like this?
Yeah.
It's like this?
Yeah, the side slam?
And then the girl is just like, on her back, like try to scoot her
try to scooch around. Don't try to slide Dude, slam.
That, I've been, it doesn't feel,
and you're just kind of like laying
weird.
There looking up going like, where are you going with
I
that?
My pants.
There's only, wait.
Sorry. What?
Nothing.
You're good. On there? No, nothing.
Oh,
nothing. Yeah, the side slam.
Also, it's like the another one.
I don't know if you're just trying to bang it. You know,
I think they're just trying to. I think they're trying to like. Trying to do more.
Like switch it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, just find something that works and
like, you know what you should do is like the dick just goes in and out, yeah. Right? Preferably in up. Not all of you can do that. It's okay. But if you want to add something else in, like it's all about, you know.
It's about the outside.
It's about the outside.
Yeah. Yeah, put some work
into
the outside.
You're like, hey, my G-spot actually isn't located on my hip. From the inside, just right up there near the front, up higher near the front. I think, anyways, that's what my doctor said. Although, apparently, I might have a tilted uterus.
I don't think that has anything to do with sex, though.
It might.
I don't think so.
Unless, just saying, like, you know, there's just like every guy's, you know, could be
your
shaped
uterus
differently.
Is past your cervix.
Yes, I'm just saying, like, my inside.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize like it really could be all, you know, all different shaped and tilts and
oh, well,
versions
yeah.
in
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew it, but I didn't know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, just don't bang down the sides. It's
also,
horrible. It almost like flares up my sciatica.
I bet it does. I bet it does. I bet it does. Not because of them hitting you right there, but because you're constantly chasing something that feels better. So you're like hiking up your hip, trying to move,
trying to work
like
against it.
Constantly scooching yeah. around it, scooching. Oh man.
Oh my God, it's horrible.
Okay, other thing, which actually some women really might like this. I'm just gonna say it sucks.
Everyone's different. Hey, Colby, get me another White Claw. Would you? Thanks,
like,
buddy.
You can do this. I think there might be a time and a place. Like there's right different there. types of sexual interaction, right? It's like, I like super aggressive. In for it. Love it. Sensual. Romantic. Like you want to make love. You want to fuck. But when you are like licking the puss, like it doesn't feel great to like tongue fuck her.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like just suck
just
on her
tongue
clit.
Dart. Just.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that's not.
It's not doing
most
it.
Most girls, there's a lot of women out there. So maybe I'm the minority on this. We're the minority on this thought. In fact, if any of you women out there are like, I really like that, email us. We'd love to know how
yeah,
we can.
I love a tongue dart.
Maybe they're just doing it wrong.
Yeah.
And I could
soft
be like,
soft tongue,
hey,
hard tongue?
Yeah, just, maybe it's. Oh my God. Just like. Yeah, no, a soft tongue wouldn't work unless you're just playing on the outside, which is what they should be doing anyways.
I know.
What I want from our listeners, men and women, I want you to email us in your best moves, like, or your favorite thing that someone does to you, or that you do,
or that you hate, male and females.
What are your tips and tricks for sucking dick? What are your tips and tricks for eating puss? What are your tips and tricks for, I don't know, what angle you like to hit it from? So like Gina's
side
not
banger.
Constantly getting sciatica.
Getting sciatica.
Sciatica. Name of her band. That's what we want. That'd be great. I'd love to read those.
Yeah.
I'd love to learn from them and then maybe put them to the test.
Yeah.
When I have,
yeah, we'll go.
When I have,
and then put them to the test.
Yeah. When I have someone in 3 weeks, if someone's around, hey, would you mind practicing?
Anyone?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Anyone?
Hello?
Anyone want to bang me?
Anyone want to bang me? Just here for the gangbang.
Oh my God.
Well, this went crazy real quick.
Yeah, got weird.
I blame my drugs. Haven't had them
no,
since
No, but you're
last
not
night.
On drugs right now.
Yeah, but it's like.
You can't blame them.
It's, they are.
It might be your lack of sleep and, you know.
And drugs. And okay. Drugs. I'm sweating. You have an air conditioner in here?
I know.
Holy shit.
Oh, excuse me. Oh my God, I burped out loud. Did you hear it?
I did.
Yes. I'm so glad I did it and it was recorded.
That was
I'm
good.
So it proud of
like, it. Almost sounded like he went like he growled a little bit, like.
All right, guys. Thanks Thank you so much for bearing with us.
For watching.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.